It's time to get your sports weekend rolling. The best way to start your sports weekend. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton on 1320 WILS.
Welcome in, Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. I am Dave Benton with our co-host and producer, Scott Eckersley, hanging out with me today. Thanks for joining us. Good show today, Scott. I'm very excited about today. We're going to talk a lot today about the NFL, about the collective bargaining agreement. We're going to kind of give you an idiot's guide to the collective bargaining agreement. And I stress idiot because we are the idiots. So I stress that, but we want to go over the collective bargaining agreement because I think there's some issues in that, that although ESPN and CNN and all these people are covering it, I don't think they're fully covering all of the issues that you need to be aware of to make an formal decision about where you stand with the collective bargaining agreement. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk Super Bowl. We'll talk Detroit Tigers. The pitchers are going to report on Monday. Mario Empemba from Fox Sports Detroit will be with us at 9:30. Also, we'll talk Detroit Pistons, deal with the whole ownership issue, the chance that somebody from California, former MSU grad, might be buying the Detroit Pistons. We'll talk with Vince Ellis from the Detroit Free Press at 10:30. We'll talk Detroit Red Wings in the junk bin, whole bunch of different stuff. But we start today talking some MSU basketball on the Thursday night game against Penn State. And I got to be honest, it was refreshing to see a strong effort from MSU from start to finish for a full 40 minutes. I don't think we've seen it since the Duke game, and they lost that Duke game, but you have to admit, despite turnovers, they played well for 40 minutes. They put in effort for 40 minutes against Duke. We haven't really seen that. So to see that against Penn State on Thursday was nice. And obviously, we have to give credit to the players. Now, Kalen Lucas has been on fire, had another strong outing with 24 points. He's averaging 22 points a game over his last five games. Delvon Rowe, his best outing of the season from a scoring standpoint, in my opinion, although it wasn't his highest scoring total, as far as efficiency goes in the paint, I would give Delvon Rowe his best game of the year. And of course, Draymond Green's triple-double. But to me, I give the most credit of this game to Tom Izzo and letting Draymond Green get the triple-double. Now, all credit to Draymond Green for getting a triple-double, because let's face it, in the college game, in a 40-minute game, it's close to impossible to get a triple-double. There's just not enough possessions. There's not enough time, especially because most times you don't play those full 40 minutes. So when you see a triple-double on the college level, it's a 10-10-10 type of thing. And he deserved it. Okay, this is my favorite thing about Draymond Green. This is my favorite type of Draymond Green. He led by example on the floor. He was all over the floor, and that is his best type of leadership role. Okay, you have vocal leaders, a Travis Walton type guy, and you have guys who do it on the court and show it that way. And when Draymond Green has an effort like he did on Thursday night, it runs through the rest of the team, and you can see the effort pour out of everybody, and it starts with Draymond. Okay, so he totally earned that triple-double, but he doesn't get it without Tom Izzo. Okay, Tom Izzo could have easily taken him off the floor, game got out of hand, but he didn't. Why didn't he? And the answer is Izzo saw an opportunity to get this team rolling. He hasn't given up on this team, okay? And I've ridden Tom Izzo hard this year. I still think this is the worst coaching job he's done at Michigan State. But he hasn't given up. He's been constantly looking for ideas. And an opportunity arose on Thursday night when Draymond Green had the possibility of a triple-double, and he used it to motivate his team. So the first half credit goes to both the players and the coaches. Okay, it was one of the best three halves of the season, in my opinion, for MSU. Okay, you got the second half against Washington, which kind of gets lost because they played so poorly in the first half against Washington. But that second half, they were pretty lights out. Also the second half against Minnesota. But from a game plan point of view, this was their best half. They came out, they took the ball down low, they went hard at the glass, and what happened? They got more points, they got more free throw attempts, they got more easy points. 35 free throw attempts in the game for Michigan State. 35! Okay? And that's a credit to going inside. But that second half, And the reason they played hard for the whole game goes to Tom Izzo. Any other game, MSU takes a foot off the gas. Even if Izzo doesn't want him to, MSU, because of the attitude of the team this year, takes their foot off the gas and just hits cruise control for the rest of the time. Any other game, Tom Izzo doesn't care about the stats and takes Green out. But this game was different. This team needed more than just a win. They needed a morale boost, a reason to play for each other, which they haven't done all year long. Okay? And the goal of getting Draymond Green a triple-double was that ticket, that reason to play together, and Tom Izzo used that effectively. Let's face it. It wasn't a natural triple-double for Draymond, okay? He knew what was up going into the half. And in that second half, the whole team seemed like they were passing up easy baskets, taking random shots because Draymond had passed the ball. In fact, at one point, I was surprised they weren't diving out of the way to get rebounds. So it wasn't a natural triple-double. But Tom Izzo allowed them to play this week. Now, is it rubbing it in Penn State's face, playing for other reasons besides just to win the game? Probably. But in this case, totally on Tom Izzo's side. Team building comes in mysterious ways. And they played that second half for each other for the first time this year. They played unselfish team basketball. And thanks partly to Draymond Green and his possible triple-double, Tom Izzo allowed it to happen and allowed this team to play together. He sacrificed his usual classy philosophies to get this team to play for each other. And I'm cool with that. I mean, Izzo has been tough this year, okay, with the way of trying to motivate his team. And I'm a teacher. I understand. Sometimes you just get groups of people that you can't get them motivated. And for him to step out of his classy, usual way of doing things to get Draymond Green, that triple-double, to get this team to play together shows his sacrifice for this team and his willingness to do whatever it takes to get this team playing well. And don't look down, but they could make the tournament. Okay, this whole 68-team thing that's going on instead of the 64 has opened a window for Michigan State in a usual year where they'd be at. And we're going to break down the bubble watch later in this show. But I got to tell you, just in summary, if Michigan State beats Minnesota and Michigan, they're going to the tournament. Okay, they are playing with house money as they arrive at the Ohio State game. They're feeling good. This is the best possible scenario for them. All they have to do is give effort against Ohio State. Give effort, play hard, keep it close, and this team is probably on their way to the tournament. And if they give effort against Ohio State, I'll say Izzo has control back from this team. Now, that being said, okay, with all that being said, with all that stuff we've given them, all that praise we've given them, let's have a reality check here. That was Penn State. Okay, they've gotten rolled close to 30 points twice lately, Michigan State has. And that was Penn State, a team they should have been beating all year long. Okay, they need to keep this effort up. And if this team wants to show Tom Izzo that they appreciate the fact that he stepped outside his boundaries to get this team to finally play together, they got to show the same effort and heart for 40 minutes for the rest of the year. And if they do that, fans are going to enjoy watching this team more. The tournament committee is going to enjoy this team a lot more. I'm going to enjoy watching this team a lot more. We'll talk more Michigan State basketball coming up next with Scott. It's a weekend kickoff, 1320 WILS.